This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was seen riding.
Ring, 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 ring. Casey had telephone ring. Ring, 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 ring.
Casey, don't do that. Play that order.
Ring, 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 ring.
Hello?
Hey, Aaron.
Casey, cut that vocal effect on Adel.
Hey, Aaron.
Yeah, Adel, you sound really sick.
Yeah, I know we're supposed to record tonight, and it's my turn to source riddles for the podcast, but I'm not...
JPC, Adel's faking sick so he doesn't have to find riddles.
No, no.
Casey, cut out Aaron prompting me to join the conversation. And Casey, edit in Adel saying yes, yes, because I think it's more better for heightening.
Casey, from this point on, for the rest of the episode, auto-tune JPC.
No, I'm Casey's master this episode. I get full control of Casey. Adel, you said you get to
Casey,
host the show,
and I get Casey close. Control. Cut them out of all episodes and then re-release.
Wait, Casey, just auto-tune me for this moment. I'm Adel Rafi, and I'm singing like a fucking dream.
Casey, delete all episodes from the feed and replace it with just bird sounds. Hey, Riddle's bird sounds now.
Auto-tune those bird sounds.
Auto-tune this. I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore.
Farts. I'm Adel Rafi.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
And this is Hey Auto-Tune, and it's a blast. It's a joy.
And our editor's name is Casey, if you didn't pick that up from context clues.
And Casey, insert laughter here.
Into the podcast.
Please clap. Please laugh.
How's everybody feeling? How's everybody feeling for the week?
I'm doing good. Here, I have a few things to mention.
Okay.
One.
Whoa, I've been pulling out stone tablets. This is new.
Okay.
Whoa. No,
one, don't take the Lord's name in vain. Two, don't take drugs in your veins.
Nice.
What else? What else?
God, this sounds like a fucking Christian rock song.
Don't covet your neighbor's woof. God, this has really bad handwriting.
Don't covet your neighbor's woof. Canadian Moses. Oh, talking to a burning bush.
Look, somebody ordered a Canadian Moses. I don't know who it was, but I'm not taking another one of these back to the bar.
My favorite breakfast.
Ooh, burning bush. I wish it were a burning Labatt Blue.
Adel, what did you want to tell us?
Yeah, sorry.
So there's big news on the Adel front where I think it was on a regular episode, maybe it was on a Patreon, but I mentioned like I'm very passive. I hate conflict. Conflict comes to me, but I try and avoid it at all times. But the other day I went to Wendy's to get a breakfast sandwich.
Okay.
And because we had no groceries, so I went to Wendy's to get a breakfast sandwich. They messed up my order. They gave me the wrong sandwich. They forgot two other items in my order, and they never gave me a receipt. And all four employees had their mask down, not covering their noses. And I got home. When I saw all that, I was like, that's fine. And then I got home and opened the bag and saw that everything was absolutely fucked. And I was like, never in my life have I ever done this, but I think I'm going to stand up for myself and I'm going to like tweet at Wendy's or something. So this is pretty big because I never do this. It's like causes me so much anxiety that I never would do it.
You got all those people fired?
And I was like,
can I just put an interjection here?
Yeah.
Adel's like, once in my life, I'm going to stand up for myself. I'm going to tweet at Wendy's.
I'm going to tweet at Wendy's.
Like, this is the extent of your
courage. I'll always fire my gun behind bulletproof glass.
Guy with like 20,000 followers is like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to use my platform. I'm finally going to release the beast.
I also did like the period before the @ sign, so whatever that's called.
Oh, yeah.
So I did it towards like
hidden or whatever.
Yes. So it's like semi-hidden. So I tweeted at them and kind of let them know the situation. And within like 2 minutes, Wendy's DM'd me and they're like, hey, we're sorry to hear about this. Give us your information and we'll figure something out. And as soon as that happened, I immediately deleted my tweet because I panicked. And I was like, oh, God, they reached out and like, I don't know what to do. And now I'm embarrassed. And I was like, I did think like, what if these people get fired and like, they're just trying to survive. And I'm this asshole who's like complaining about a $3 order. So I immediately deleted my tweet and like was trying to backpedal. And then Wendy's was like, we're going to have someone reach out to you to figure out the situation. And now, and nobody's reached out to me. And now I'm like panicking because I gave them my name and number and stuff. So we'll see what happens. But I tried to take a stand and I crumbled. And that's why I don't take stands.
This is amazing, Adol. But one thing I would like to add is I think Wendy's just recently started doing breakfast too.
Yeah.
I think that they are new to the breakfast front. So if this was four people trying to get their confidence up on a thing that they're not familiar with, it's just, what a time for them. What a time for them.
So I just want to apologize to Wendy's. I am so sorry for standing up for myself. Please do whatever you want with my order. And I apologize.
Good taking a stand, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
The thing is, I think for most things and most people, as long as you're not just an absolute asshole about it, I think it's fine to just tell like a customer service person like, hey, like this, I think this was wrong. It's no one's fault. I would love it if it could be remedied in this way.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Most corporate policies have like a way to do that. You know, like I think if you try to be like a dickhead about it, it's an awful thing to do. But Adol, I don't think there's anything wrong with standing up for yourself and being like, hey, this is not the thing that I ordered. And I would really love the thing that I ordered. And I don't want to put blame on anyone. I would just love to have the thing that I want.
Yeah. And thank you for giving me permission to do that. I'll never do it again. But I appreciate that.
Sure.
I understand you'll never do it again. I also like sweated over the wording of it because I didn't want to. I just basically stated the facts because I've seen so many people be like, at Wendy's, you need to get, you know, like, what's going, you know? So I just tried to be like, here
First
are the
of
bare
all,
bones.
Fuck yeah. you.
But I didn't want to have like a, I didn't want to have any sort of like, I'm trying to rally my followers behind this or something because I'm like, I hope people don't see this because
like,
it's embarrassing.
Gemma, can you help me workshop the word choice on this? Because I want to call them dickitars, but I don't know if people get that it's like a minotaur thing. Do you think
dickitars?
Could I just call them clowns? Would that read better?
This is also me. Like we went to Gemma and I were near like an antique mall and we stopped in because there was nobody there. And me haggling is like this, where I'm like, how much is this? And they're like, make me an offer. And I'm like, I don't know, $800? And they're like, okay. And I'm like, I'm so sorry.
They're like, this is a vase and
they're like,
$4.
This is a lemonade, sir.
How much? $4. Do you have change for a 20? No. Would you accept $20?
Gemma bought this. So she got like $100 off of it. So it wasn't $800. But we bought this like 1950s salon chair. So it's lime green, super cool, like upholstery leather, I believe. And then there's like one of those domes that drops down over your head to dry your hair.
Sure.
And it all works, like it's all in working condition. But we bought that because we're hopefully moving into this new house. And we're like, this could go in the basement as like a fun statement piece with the tiki bar.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it will, but that's the mindset we're at, where we're so stir crazy that we're just like, we should just buy stuff that we're maybe going to put somewhere.
So you don't know if the weirdo chair that Gemma bought will make it into your basement? Interesting. So interesting.
Wait. Oh, no. Aaron, how was your week?
Okay. I went a little stir crazy and took all
Chinese food.
Yeah. fall decorations out of storage, and I decorated for fall already. And it was 90 something degrees today. Definitely different vibe inside my apartment than outside. Just doing that.
The only inside of your apartment that we have seen, Aaron, since we've been in lockdown, is your closet. And it does not look like your fall decorations are much different than... Well, no, that's not true. I think I see a sweater there.
Okay. Well, challenge accepted. Next time we record, it's going to look... batshit insane.
Aaron
asked for this.
Aaron did just learn how to do virtual backgrounds recently, and she's just been Googling us and putting pictures that she finds of us in
unflattering
her virtual
backgrounds. Pictures.
My favorite
I don't think a flattering picture of me exists. So.
Casey's incredible black and white headshot that I will just put up during soundcheck.
Which, when you put it up, I go, oh, who is that? Sean Astin? And you're like, no, Casey. And I was like, oh.
JPC, how was your week?
It's good. So I feel that on certain days, maybe it's just been since I've been spending so much time inside, but my allergies, like on a scale of 1 to 10, will be like 1 to 3 most of the time in terms of just like low impact. Maybe I'm sneezing, but some days I wake up and it is just like your allergies are going to grab your face and then drag it over asphalt for like at 40 miles an hour all day. Because it comes out of nowhere. And today is one of those like 8 or 9 days with just being so fucking congested.
Well, it's early in the episode, but we got to go. JPC, we're going to take your allergies to court. Are you ready?
Yeah, I guess they don't really have a defense. Oh, Jesus. Okay,
all
yeah.
rise for allergy judge.
Please be seated. Please be seated. My name is Allergy
I'll
Judge.
I'll type it all down.
Okay.
Achoo.
Well, all right. A choo-choo
that's
train.
Taste. Can we get that stricken for the record?
Okay. Yes, of course. We're near train tracks, so we might have a lot of choo-choo trains coming by. Let's have the defendant. Why don't you come in here and explain your situation?
Hi, my name is JPC. I guess I'm. Boy, it's really hard to think about what the correct term is. I'm the victim I'm the victim of the big set piece of the movie of the trial. Does that make sense? Great.
Yeah, makes sense.
I've been wronged. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with the little green thing that is the Mucinex monster?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
A little Italian gentleman who I believe...
He's been in this court many times.
Sure.
His name is Mucinic.
Yes, Mucinicolai. He is living in my nose right now, causing quite a stir. He's causing me to sneeze. He's causing me to just leak...
Quite a stir? Ooh, Chinese food.
One track mind, Judge. Leak, you know, just moisture out of my face, just causing me all kinds of an annoyance.
I find Mucinic.
Yo, Your Honor, let me say something. I represent Mucinic, and all I have to say is he has a family to support. Without the respiratory system of a 1JPC, his family will be homeless. Do you really want a terrifying thing that should have never existed, that everyone dreads seeing on TV, to be homeless?
Sustainable resources are what we should all be working towards. If you can name the 3 family members that Mucinic has, I'll throw this case out of court.
This judge really has an agenda that he's trying to push out the court.
Kid, dog, wife, Your Honor.
Your
guilty,
Honor.
Not guilty
Your
as charged.
Honor, Your Honor. My name's Kid, dog, wife. May I please? I'm Mucinic's partner. May I please make a statement?
Yes, please.
I also want Mucinic out. He don't clean. He don't cook. He don't make no money. He just sits around the table in his...
He don't pull on Superman's cape. He don't spit into the wind. He don't...
Sure, yeah.
Pull his, the mask off the old Lone Ranger.
Dirty t-shirt. It's dirty as soon as he puts it on. Smoking his cigarettes and doing nothing. I want him out of this JPC.
I'm confused, so I'm going to say scene.
Sorry, JPC. I tried to get you a settlement.
That's okay. It's, you know, I'll get my revenge on these allergies because one day I'll be dead and then what are they going to do? Nothing.
That's the spirit. Riddle, please.
So let's go ahead and start our riddle podcast. That was that content was the bonus content. Now we're going to get into the boring riddles.
Mm-hmm.
So let's stop the fun and let's have some thought.
Yeah, we do 10 minutes of Patreon content in every regular episode. So if you want 40 more minutes of that, head over to patreon.com/ heyriddleriddle and then you get the real show.
And let me say something. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, where we just scream at each other as germs all day.
Let me say something. If you just heard the last 10 minutes and you don't think you're signed up for Patreon, check your fucking bank statement. Surprise. We got your ass.
Also, do check your bank statement. That's just like a good financial practice every once in a while. Mm-hmm. One time in college, I had like clicked yes or accept when I was making a payment and I had signed up for a service for like 11 months for like $4 a month. And I just never was. I don't know what the fuck it was, but I canceled it, and I was like, oh, I guess I should check my bank statement.
That's what happened to me in my gym. I thought I had canceled my gym membership, and then I had been paying for 6 months. And I called them, and I was like, can you just, can you, and they were like, no.
Aaron, when, you're so wealthy, you have a gym membership?
Mm-hmm. They send me rubies and diamonds in the mail, and then I throw them.
That is...
Yeah, during quarantine, I signed up for a Vine of the Month club. So I get like an exotic creeping vine delivered to my apartment once a month.
Well, creeping vine is a little redundant, but we'll let it go. Well, I guess by me saying that, we didn't let it go. Let's go ahead and get into some warm-up riddies. Here we go. Here's our first warm-up riddle. An iron horse with a flaxen tail. The faster the horse runs, the shorter his tail becomes. What is it? I hate riddles that rhyme partway, but not all the way.
Can I just ask, because this is something that I could probably Google, but what does flaxen mean in this context?
Flaxen, of course, what is the a reindeer? Seed. Flaxen
come
is
flaxen,
that,
yeah. Come wacko. Come.
I want to see a scene. Aaron and JPC, you are Mr. and Mrs. Claus. This is the early years, so you're both in like your, I don't know, fucking 20s or something, and you just got some reindeer, you just decide on what your job's going to be, and you bought a lot of reindeer, maybe a baker's dozen off a farm, and you're trying to name them.
Okay.
God, I'm in love with you.
I know, we are really hot right now, huh?
I can hardly take my eyes off of you. God.
Oh my God, we're so in love. Okay, we got drunk, we're ready to name them.
we got drunk. I'm intoxicated by your beauty, and this is something that will never fade. And I certainly don't want to become one of those old non-sexual couples who just is, you know, knitting and doing their activities together.
Of course.
And that'll never be us, baby.
Of course.
Santa forever!
You're drunk.
I'm so hammered.
Okay, let's name them. Let's name them.
Okay. All right, let's
Jennifer
this one.
Love Hewitt.
Oh yeah, that's a Jennifer Love Hewitt for sure. Okay.
Dance,
let's call
dance,
this guy.
Dance, 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 tap, tap, dance, 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 dance.
That's a Joey Tribbiani. That one's got big Joey Tribbiani
okay,
energy.
Cool. Let's see.
Prance,
what's this
prance,
one doing?
Prance, 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 prance.
Okay, that one's kind of prance. Prancing about.
Okay, let's say Rudolph for that one.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Rudolph.
What's this one doing?
Ooh, I'm so sexy. I'm a bit of a vixen. Ooh.
I think we call that one Mrs. Claus.
Ooh, that's very sweet. So that one's Mrs. Claus. All right, what's this one doing?
Hey, my name's Cody.
This one will be vixen.
Yeah, that's vixen scene. For sure.
Oh, really, really enjoyed that scene. We might cut that out. We might cut that out and just make that our entire Christmas episode.
That's good.
An iron horse with a flaxen tail. The faster the horse runs, the shorter his tail becomes. What is it? I'm going to be honest. I always assume flaxen is like shiny, like
I looked it up. So it's pale yellowish gray, the color of straw or unspun flax. So it's like a pale yellowy color.
Flaxen.
I'm not sure. Flaxen. Could you give us a hint?
I just did. Okay. Oh, you're talking to Adel. My bad.
Yes.
So iron is going to be a big horse. Horse and tail are like misleading. So iron, something made of metal, you're going to want to think of. So an iron horse with
tail.
A flaxen tail.
Moose
the faster
squirrel.
The horse runs, the shorter his tail becomes. So think of something metal with something trailing behind it.
Is this like dynamite or a fuse or something like that?
Absolutely not. I'm not even going to humor that's right. I'm not even going to suggest that that's...
Is it like a tractor trailer or something or like...
Tractor trailer soldier spy?
Yeah, tractor trailer soldier spy. Is it like...
If I ever have a farm supply company, that's what I'm calling it.
That's incredible. You have my business. Let's see.
Did you guys ever... you probably don't remember this, but there's an NBA player like mid-90s, maybe late 90s, named Tractor. His nickname was Tractor because his last name was Taylor, but it's like Tractor Taylor was his name.
No.
And he was just built like a fucking like box. Like he's just a massive dude who couldn't run, but he's just very big.
Was he built like a brick shit house? I've always
like
wanted to meet someone who was built like a brick shit house.
So think of something metal with something trailing behind it, and the more you do it, quote unquote, the faster it runs, the shorter the thing behind it becomes. So this is maybe an activity. fairly commonplace, but the horse and the tail thing is very much analogous.
So it's not a vehicle of any kind.
It's not a vehicle of any kind. It's like tools you would use. It's tied into an activity.
Skiing.
These items would be pretty small. I'm at least handheld.
The more you do it, so is it like dispersing something? You're like losing something the more you do it. Like I'm thinking, like if it's like a cement truck or something that's like dumping cement.
Okay, and we're gonna.
But it's not a vehicle.
Hold on. We're gonna have a dead stop.
Okay.
You think you can fit a cement truck in your hand?
If it's a Tonka.
Tonka truck.
Tonka truck. I've wanted to say this to you for years. Tonka truck. Tonka truck.
Tatanka truck.
But it's something in your hand. Is it like like seasoning? Are you like spreading like salt or pepper or something like that with your fingers? But it's metal, right? It's something that's metal.
It's something metal. So let's see here. This would have to do with thread, perhaps?
Oh, it's your sewing. We're sewing.
Yeah, you're sewing.
Doe a deer, female deer.
Aaron, you nailed it. It's
needle
and thread. The iron horse with a flaxen tail. The faster the horse runs, the shorter the tail becomes.
Oh, that makes so much sense. It's sewing.
Nice job.
Also, flaxen. That should have been a dead giveaway because flaxen makes me think of like a loom.
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard the word flaxen in outside of medieval like epic fantasy, you know. Flaxen hair,
like flax seed oil, but not flax. Yeah, flaxen hair is like something you'd read in like a Game of Thrones novel or something. Mm-hmm.
Well, Adel, anything to plug?
every other like book that I read nowadays, they're like she blonde.
If you didn't hear anything besides that first warm up riddle, that means you're not subscribed to our Patreon. So please subscribe to that because it's now our main feed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Here's our next warm up riddle: what common chemical compound can be represented HIJKLMNO? What common chemical compound can be represented HIJKLMNO?
Alphabet soup.
Taking it to the soup.
It's the middle of the alphabet.
Okay.
HIJKLMNO.
Uh-huh. So that what I just said represents a chemical compound that's very common. It might as well be a Chicago rapper because it's common. Aaron, all this talk about...
Oh, I got it. Yes, I'm so smart.
All this talk about soup makes me think of, what is that, animal crackers in my soup? Is that Shirley Temple?
I think it must be.
You've never done this before. I have to assume. You do a killer Shirley Temple. Can we just get a taste of that?
Yeah, but only her when she's in her 40s. I'm just kidding. Animal crackers in my soup. Monkeys and rabbits loop the loop. My parents forced me into show business. This is not how a kid should spend their days.
Aaron, I love that. If I could offer one note about that, Shirley Temple, too much grenadine.
Oh, okay. Let me do it with less candy.
We used to call those kitty cocktails where I was from.
I love, as an adult, ordering a kitty cocktail because obviously I don't drink, but I guess I used to spend a lot of time in bars and that I would go to improv shows. And just being like a 30-year-old man is like, yeah, can I have a kitty cocktail? It's a Shirley Temple, but I like to call it a kitty cocktail. I love that.
It was so cool the first time I looked over at you and I was like, Are you drinking a Shirley Temple? And you were like, fuck yeah, I am. Have a good night.
One time Adel sent me when I was at IO, but it was before we knew each other very well. Mm-hmm. I had a show and I did good, like it was a good show that I was in, and Adel from across the bar sent me a Shirley Temple. And he was doing it as like a dick, like, hey, have a Shirley Temple. But I got it. And I was like, I fucking love these things. Like, I don't drink. This is awesome. And I hadn't been not drinking for long. So I was like, he really did help rekindle my love of like having a Shirley Temple at a bar. And I think he did it to just be like, hey, fuck you. Have a Shirley Temple.
I cannot believe that the way that Adel sticks it to his friend and acts like a dick is buying them something. Yeah, you really showed him. You made fun of him, Adel. Yeah, you opened your wallet and you were generous with your friend.
Hold on.
Wait,
someone just dropped something off at my door. Oh my God, it said lime green salon chair.
I got your ass.
A chair. I got your ass. A kitchen table.
I've done that before where I'm like, what's your address? And they give it to me, and then I'll send a friend like a $40 funny book, and I'm like, isn't that funny? And they're like, yeah, I never read it. And I'm like, oh man.
I hope that there's a day where while we are recording, one of you delivers something to my house. Get something delivered to my house. I don't care what it is.
I would take food. It takes so much forethought and effort that it's got to be Adel that does it. It would never be me.
Aaron, why don't you go check your door right now? Okay, JPC, we don't have a lot of time. So here's what we need to do. We need to buy something and rush it over to Aaron's house in the next 30 seconds.
I'm sorry. As soon as Aaron left, I took a nap. Oh, I'd never get chances to do it.
We're ruined. He's talking in his sleep.
I looked at my door and nothing was there. I'm back.
Oh, that's the gift. Unlimited potential.
Wow, that's like the gift that like a shitty college professor would give on the first day when he didn't have a lesson
plan. Open the box.
Unlimited potential. For sure dropping this class.
There's nothing in here. It's whatever you want it to be.
See, and Aaron drops the class at me. I'm like, this is like an easy C. Like, I could definitely just stay in this class.
JPC, it sounded like you knew the answer. What common chemical compound can be represented HIJKLMNO?
That is the compound water, H to O.
Oh, that
yes,
makes sense.
Starting with H all the way through the alphabet to O, H-T-O, O-H-2-O. Very nice
H
job.
Wait, what's that chemical that humans are mostly that?
Iodine.
Carbon. No.
Is it carbon?
Well, for me, it's carbon bonds because I have a little sister.
Yeah. For me, it's carbon beans. It feels like JPC is not a typical human makeup, like chemically. So I wonder.
Yeah, we're gonna see a scene. Aaron, okay. You are a doctor, and JPC, you are a character very similar to JPC. And
great.
Aaron, you have some surprising test results in determining what JPC is made of.
Okay, well, Mr. PC, we are hoping to get you out of here quick and give you the sticker and lollipop you've been asking about since you walked in here. But we got to give you some test results first.
Okay, and I know that I took the test and I ran, you know, really ran the gamut on all of these testing. Now, it's normal for you to test someone's chemical composition?
Well, we were sort of out of options with you.
Okay.
We were like, what the hell's going on? And then, as you remember, we also had you take the LSAT, the ACTs, SATs. Just because we really wanted to get a comprehensive look about what the hell was going on with you.
Yeah, and sorry about my answers for some of those. I consider myself kind of a comedian, and so sometimes I'll slip in some jibes and some jabs.
Oh, some of those were jokes?
Oh, only if they landed. If they weren't, they were earnest. That's the comedian's fallback shield.
All right, here is the envelope.
Okay, thank you. Rip open and look at results. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting. So it says here that I'm mostly argyle?
Yep, you're a little bit argyle, mostly argyle. You got a little bit of helium, which we assume is sort of centered around the brain area, just sort of like empty helium.
Sure, yeah.
You got the helium.
I see the helium and the neon. What's this helion? What is that?
It's actually your shoes. You're wearing Heelys. So we actually test your clothes as well.
You test the clothes as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
They said kind of go down to what you're comfortable with when you get in the MRI machine. And I was like, I'm going to leave these.
So I've noticed that just now you stole my stethoscope and you're hitting.
This is your stethoscope. Okay. Because I came in with a stethoscope too.
It's a stethoscope. And you're also hitting your
We're
knees with a real
thing.
Hammer.
It's a stethoscope.
Same. Do you have a piscope? Well, I married a piscope's mother. I have a stepiscope.
Jesus.
My favorite compound would have to be argon, because I love Lord of the Rings. Strider.
I watched all the Lord of the Rings in one day recently, again.
Ooh, I watched the first one because Gemma is just starting. She's never read the books before, and we're watching each movie as she finishes the books. And I think they hold up. I think they're great.
I got really excited when we got to "And My Axe." I thought of you too. I was like,
"That's
yes.
And My Axe."
I think I've said this on the show before, but one time I was watching Fellowship of the Rings while I was running on my treadmill, and I started like
crying during the scene where Frodo says they're all like arguing and Frodo's like, I'll take the ring to Mordor. And I'm like running at like 7 miles an hour. And I was just like crying. And I was like, what am I doing?
Sean, when we were watching that, he started dying laughing. And I was like, why are you laughing so hard at that part? And he was like, that feels like a direct emotional one-to-one of when your parents are fighting and then you offer to take the garbage out.
I'll do it.
Yeah. I'll do it. I'll do it.
Just like, anything to make the adult stop. You can't even lift the bag.
Yeah. I remember the first time JPC spent the night at my old place, and we were having like kind of a fun sleepover. Mm-hmm. And the next morning, we both showered. And when I got out, I was like, "We can use my body spray." And then he goes, "And my axe."
I'm so glad the end of the story was a joke.
Hold on, you're stepping on the laughter. Okay.
Wouldn't it make more sense if you were like, "We can use my toothpaste," and then I said, "In my axe," like we both brought body spray.
Hey, whose fucking hypothetical joke was it?
I don't know, but also when you started talking, I was like, "Did I ever have a sleepover?"
I'm so glad it was hypothetical because I was like, "They had a party without me. This sucks."
Yeah, we had an adult sleepover. That's like a hookup.
adult sleepover, kitty cocktail. Well, speaking of adult sleepovers, we're going to take a quick nap and Casey add back the auto-tune, and we'll be after these messages. We'll be right back. Ooh, party, party, party. 2020.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Claritin
yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you like, I bought my mom a frame. I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my Aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my Aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, it's in shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to
She's
be
in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're well rested and we are well on our way to doing some more riddles. Aaron, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you want to do another riddle?
100.
Okay.
And just to say, during the break, I went and watched all the Lord of the Rings movies and read all the Lord of the Rings books. And I'm going to tell you right now, skip the books. Just watch the movies. Way better. Way better.
I actually agree with you. You know what? Yep. Can I tell you why I'm feeling weird today? Yeah. I need you. Okay. I have faxed you over some paperwork where you two need to promise to not make fun of me. And okay. You should be receiving that right now. You're going to sign it.
Immediately shredding it.
And Aaron, this is just the standard fax that you send me all the time, right?
Yeah.
I'm familiar with this paperwork. I just signed it here.
Aaron, this is just one sheet of paper that says, please.
Please. So I go to my chiropractor. It's sort of my only time I leave the house. It's pretty incredible.
And his name is Cairo Wren, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty scary, but redeems himself in the end. I don't know. Those movies suck. She works on my street, and I go to her, and she's great. And I was telling her,
Aaron, you should go to a chiropractor in like an office at least. Don't go to like a street chiropractor. Oh,
it's in the hot dog store. I go and see her in the hot dog store.
Adel, is there any way we can maybe just allocate some more money for Aaron? Because I just
absolutely not.
Oh, I get it. Three way split. She's getting hot dog surgery.
You might have seen videos of me on the Hey Riddle Riddle Instagram putting Zicam up my nose, because for a few years that would help Zicam. Me with colds. Loved Zicam. Then November of this year, used Zicam, and then I haven't been able to really smell since. Sort of completely got rid of my sense of smell. Apparently that's very, very, very common. They had a lawsuit against it, maybe in 2009-ish, but they Zicam won because sometimes you can lose your sense of smell from a really bad cold. Mm-hmm. So they couldn't prove, because people only use it when they are getting a cold or have a cold, so they couldn't prove it. But if you look online, it is so common. So no one use Zicam. If you're like, take zinc orally, don't put it up your nose, because I haven't been able to smell anything other than Sean's farts. I'm not even kidding. And one
that specific
speaks
to their
candle.
Potency. Yeah.
Yeah. One specific candle from Target.
Baby,
and that's been my entire life.
Do you want to smell something today? Or no, it doesn't.
Sean was like, that would be the one benefit of your girlfriend not being able to smell. And the one thing she can smell, my farts. So anyways, my chiropractor was like, I'm going to figure this out for you. And did a bunch of research. And so we've been trying different things to try to get my sense of smell back. And today she stuck a bunch of lasers up my nose. And now I feel weird. And now
suck a bunch of lasers up your nose?
Mm-hmm.
How much lasers is a bunch?
Because lasers are like, wait, hold on. Did she? They stick something up your nose with a laser attached?
Yes. So there's a laser at the end of it. And then you put it up your nose, and then she had me do all different kinds of lasers up my nose. And I was breathing better when I left through my nose.
Okay.
While she put the lasers up your nose, was she also setting off fireworks and playing like Skrillex?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, she really made it. It really felt tricked. Like a DJ at a like music festival vibe.
I mean,
it was
this is
awesome.
Yeah, classic hot dog store chiropractic.
But do you think that maybe a laser went into my brain and now it is broken?
Aaron, I don't want to lie to you 100%. That is what happened.
Okay, that's what it feels like.
I would never want to push conspiracy theories on this show, but it sounds like kind of everything that QAnon is saying kind of might be right. I wasn't listening to Aaron's story particularly, but...
Sure.
I would just like to say, Pizzagate is real, so that's all. That's
Hot dog gate, please.
My chiropractor is amazing, but that she is trying all the things, and I did put lasers up my nose today.
Aaron, I don't want to be rude or disrespect the facts that you sent me, but I can see the pants that you're wearing with the shoes you picked out, and it seems like you also lost your fucking sense of taste.
Woo!
That's good.
Sense of taste and sense of smell are like tied together. So you probably sense of taste is diminished by not having.
Yeah, that's why
sense
all my clothes are ugly now.
Well, I don't know. I mean, don't put that on me.
Anyway, sorry.
Aaron, that's absolutely wild.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any cases of the people regaining their sense of smell?
Not some people, they've never gotten it back. And you can get it back like a little bit. I don't know. If anyone has any suggestions, please Instagram message me.
And just as a reminder to all of our listeners, we are medical doctors. So we know what we're talking about. And anything that we say on the show should be followed as if you were to follow it from a medical doctor, which is not at all. Do not listen to any of it.
And JPC, just to harken back slightly to Lord of the Rings, Weren't you once about to eat someone's ass and they turned around and said, "Tosh me"?
Yes. And then I said, "Fly, you fool."
A hobbit lay here.
Here we
go. That's a wizard's chest. That's Harry Potter. That's nothing.
You're a wizard, Gandalf. Let's do another riddle.
Sure.
A man walks into a bar and orders a whiskey with no ice. He picks up the glass in his left hand before swirling it around twice and drinking it down in one gulp. The barman leans over and says, "I see you are a sailor." How does the barman know the man is a sailor?
He's wearing a full sailor suit.
Guy's dressed as a sailor, completely dressed as a sailor.
Okay, fuck me. You guys both nailed it. He's wearing a sailor's uniform.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are, JPC and I are sitting at a restaurant or a bar or some sort of public area, and you barge in through the doors wearing a certain type of outfit, hoping everyone will notice.
So I was saying to Karen, I said to her that if you buy a horse, you have to look for one with a nice haunch.
Can't believe Karen's buying another horse. She doesn't take care of the one she's got.
Yeah.
Door swing open.
Whoa.
Whoa.
You ordering chocolate milk?
Yes, please. But spike it with some Chardonnay.
Smash. Okay, a volleyball bar here, so I spiked it.
Thank you. I will get off the floor.
Grant, who's the new lady at the bar? I mean, I'm a regular here, and I've never seen her before. And you're a bartender.
This must be Tommy's cousin. Just moved to town. What is she wearing there?
Are you familiar with the show Barney the Dinosaur?
I mean, I
vaguely.
Was.
Yeah. Well, is it still a cultural touch point?
I don't know. Are you? Wait one second.
Did you get that at Barney's, the store in New York?
I'm more familiar with that from, I believe they reference it in Big Daddy.
No.
And Sex and the City, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not dressed like Barney, but if you're familiar with that show, you may know.
Okay, she's searching on her phone for something.
No, I'm not. What is
it? No. Okay. She's not. Oh. She's looking for. It looks like she's looking for a tag on the clothes, maybe to remind her.
You may remember BJ, who is a good friend of Barney's and the older brother to Baby Bop. I am dressed
Baby Bop.
Like,
is that like Kids Bop, but younger?
Actually, I am dressed like Baby Bop from Barney. I was gonna say BJ, but I think it's slightly funnier.
Okay.
If I am in this bar dressed like Baby Bop.
I know what Barney. I can conceptualize Barney.
Uh-huh.
I can't conceptualize any of Barney's friends.
Okay, she's holding up her phone. Okay, yes. All right, now I know Baby Bop.
Yes, Baby Bop. Okay.
Scene. We have to do
so. Karen's buying another horse. Huh?
I love you. You love me. I forgot their two names, but BJ and Baby Bop. Anyone? Did you guys watch Barney?
Absolutely not.
No, I don't think I did.
No Barney, no Blue's Clues.
I watched some Blue's Clues, but I can't remember if I watched it earnestly or if I watched it like ironically or with like younger cousins.
And when you say you watched it earnestly, you mean you watched it with
Yeah, Ernest Goes to Blue's Clues. Sure. We don't need to know his name.
Jim Barney, right?
Jim Barney, that's right.
Janet Barney. We have to do a quick round of Baby Bop, right? So, okay, I'll go first. Ga goo goo ga, ga 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 goo goo. Yes. Okay, who's next? This is like Kids Bop.
I'll go next.
Go ahead.
I got a goo got goo got goo goo got goo goo goo. Ga ga goo goo goo. Goo goo made a poo.
Goo 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 ga. Goo ba doo doo. Ba dee sa doo. Dee ba ga. Scooby doo doo doo. Dee ba ga. Goo 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 goo. Goo doo doo baby, a baby, baby. I'm a little baby in my crib. One Direction.
Goo 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 Joseph.
Honestly, there are probably parents out there who are like at their wits' end who are like, I'll buy Baby Bop.
I'll fucking buy Baby Bop.
Anything to just get 6 minutes of time away from.
I have a quick tip to some parents or some nannies of newborn babies. If your baby is between the ages of 3 months and about like 9-10 months, and you need a second to clean up after them or set up a high chair or something, This is a genuine tip. Go to YouTube and type in fireworks show and play fireworks with them with the music. I nannied for like 8 years full time, and I've never met a baby where they weren't completely and totally mesmerized by that. They absolutely love fireworks. It can stop your baby from crying. Try it out. Let me know how it goes.
Okay.
Okay.
This has been another Aaron Quick Tip, or Aaron Q-Tip for short. Today's Aaron Q-Tip is sponsored by Baby Q-Tips. Baby Q-Tips, do not give these to babies.
We've made these Q-Tips specifically to not be put inside babies' ears. Buy them and throw them away.
I'm not a medical doctor. We aren't doctors.
But you are a nanny. Oh, Mr. Sheffield.
Street in Chicago.
That's what you're watching instead of Barney.
Uh-huh. The nanny. Same. They're contemporaries.
Hey, I would love for you to nanny me up another riddle. Look, that's not my best segue.
No. Let's. That'll be a slight McPhee, though.
Okay, oh, nanny McPhee, pretty good. Okay.
I can't think of one. I have lasers on my brains.
Hey, Aaron, it didn't stop me from doing one.
Okay, here we go.
You don't have to think of one to say one.
This riddle is a bit of a mystery.
Okay.
Two third grade boys chat away on a street corner after school. A middle-aged man weighing about 250 pounds pulls his vehicle up to the corner. I don't know why his weight has anything to do with this. Pulls his vehicle up to the corner and signals to the children. They have never seen him before, but they both get in the vehicle. He doesn't tell the children where he's taking them, and he slowly drives away.
A bus driver.
Nope. This man is a murderer.
I love these riddles.
Wait, so is the 250 pounds a hint?
I don't know. At first when I saw a number for the like weight, I thought it was going to be I thought it said a 2500 pound vehicle he pulls up with.
But he
pulls up weighing 250 pounds. That makes no sense and is not pertinent to the riddle. Aaron,
unless he's like a specific type of boxer who's like, okay, it matters that he's not like middleweight or featherweight. I don't know the boxing weights, but he weighs in 250, then he loses the 5 pounds of water weight, and then he can drive a bus or something like that.
Yeah, there is a water weight division. Do you want to guess any other weight divisions in boxing, Aaron?
There's pasta weight dry and pasta weight wet.
There's the don't tell me division.
Yeah.
Where you don't disclose your weight and you just box whoever.
There's a wait for it division, which is someone who just recently saw Hamilton and won't shut up about it.
The Walter White weights, which is just meth heads. And I'm out. I'm done. I tapped out.
Let's move on. Let's do another. Actually, I want to see a scene.
Was Aaron right? It was a bus driver?
It was a bus driver. I want to see
a bus driver who's only picking up two kids?
I don't fucking know. Two at a time.
I want to see the budget line of that fucking city.
I guess fucking two at a time. You don't pick up all the kids from one spot. You pick them up from
all over.
Oh, I
guess you're right. Yeah, from a bus stop. But still.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are a brand new bus driver. JPC and I are hopping on your bus, and you're a little unusual, and we're trying to get to know you on the bus.
Yeah, anyway, so my mom's going to buy another horse, even though she doesn't take care of the one she's got.
Another
the bus
horse?
Is here.
Karen's so weird. Hey!
Okay, kids, come on in!
You're not Mr. Tom Janovich.
No, my name's Miss Frizzle. And we may or may not be going to school today.
Is that your real last name or a commentary on your perm?
Both.
Jeff, it's a new adult that's entered our life. Let's learn about them as a person.
Okay, Cody.
Adults find me insufferable.
you're so precocious. Miss Frizzle, where were you born?
I was born in a hospital.
Oh, okay.
Hey, me too. That's cool.
Not me.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in a hot dog shop.
Kids, where do you want to go today? Huh?
Wait.
We could go inside a volcano or up someone's butt.
I want to go to the OK Corral.
Just school for me.
Wait. I love that. I love an episode of, what is it called? Magic School Bus?
Yeah, the kids are like, can we please go
to
school?
Like, please. I would give anything.
They're like, kids, get in the school bus and let's go to science class.
Beep, beep.
Let's see here. All right. There is a chain nailed to the wall. The chain is 10 feet long, and the middle of the chain dips down 5 feet from where each side of the chain is nailed to the wall. How far are the two ends of the chain from each other?
It dips down.
Wait, how long is the chain again?
10 feet.
It's 10 right? feet.
There's a chain nailed to the wall. The chain is 10 feet long, and the middle of the chain dips down 5 feet from where each side of the chain is nailed to the wall. How far are the two ends of the chain from each other?
Would they just be right next to each other? And then it dips down 5 feet because it's a 10-foot chain?
Oh, that makes sense.
Or it's in the... Did it say the middle of the room is important here?
Middle of the room... The chain is 10 feet long, and the middle of the chain dips down 5... No, you're right. The middle of the room dips down 5 feet. This is going nowhere. I was going to make a joke about a dilapidated shack, but that doesn't make sense. The chain is 10 feet long, and the middle of the chain dips down 5 feet from where each side of the chain is nailed to the wall.
Yeah, my guess is that they are nailed to the wall right next to each other, and it dips down 5 feet in between.
So I'm going to need a length. When you say right next to each other, does that mean an inch? Does that mean 6 inches? A foot?
Oh, God, I'm so awful at this.
Say when.
I'll be at Subway. I'll be at Subway for fucking hours trying to be like, sir, we don't have a 2-inch sandwich. I'm like, I got my calculator
so
out.
Cute.
I'm like, look, if a six inch okay. is gonna cost me $3.79.
Foot long.
I just want a 2-inch.
Divided by
I just want a 2-inch. This isn't for me. It's for one of the people from Redwall.
One of the people from Redwall.
You mean the mouse?
I'm sorry. It's a mouse in armor, and he lives inside of a wall, I believe. And I need to get him a tiny sandwich.
What do you think his order is?
It's just one olive, a shred of lettuce.
I want to see a scene. JBC, you are a tiny mouse in armor. You have been fighting all sorts of battles all across the land. You've defeated a bevy of otters, and you slayed some hippos. And now you have finally found this house in the middle of a suburb, and you need sustenance. So you've knocked on the door, and you're presenting yourself, hoping for some food.
Mm-hmm. Knock, 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 knock.
Hello?
Pardon me, good man. My name is Phineas Dertold. I am a mouse.
Sorry, what was that last name?
Phineas Dertold.
Your last name is Turd?
It means something different in mouse.
What does it mean in mouse?
It means a little poop droplet.
Okay.
They call me Phineas Dertold because it is a name that evokes safety and comfort and ridicule in my enemies, which I use to my brutal advantage. I have just slayed the otters that inhabited your yard. You look upon them. You
my pet otters?
They are the witness of the blood of my sword.
They were in love. They fell asleep holding hands.
And now they are in hell with otter devil. For I, Phineas Dipdaled, have put them there. I demand you open up your pantries to me and let me dine upon your cheeses and your breads.
Two things. I already have the borrowers living with me, and they've raided my pantry. Remember the borrowers?
Yeah, I don't fuck with them. Hey, borrowers, we're cool. Phineas Dertold, cool with
What's going on in here?
Gather around, borrowers. Are you trying to get in this woman's pantries?
Hey, borrowers, between you and me, you don't got to do little mouse voice like that. You could have deep-ass mouse voice if you want to.
Oh, is that right?
Let's kill him.
You want to go, borrowers? Taste my otter blade!
And scene. Casey, add a 10-minute battle scene that sounds very violent here.
Okay, cool. Let's do some, just so Casey doesn't have to do all of this on his own, add some via voice effects for the otter or the borrowers and Phineas Dertold battle scenes.
Okay. Clang, clang, clash, clash, clang.
Sword sounds.
I'm slain! Ew, my eyebrows!
Our table is a thimble.
No, please, please, please. Oh, 5 minutes of dying.
The otters are not yet defeated. We are planning still to come back.
Casey, is that enough or do you need more?
Casey's giving us
too much.
Casey's giving us a thumbs down.
Okay, Casey's walking away.
Casey says he has too much.
There's a chain nailed to the wall. The chain is 10 feet long, and the middle of the chain dips down 5 feet from where each side of the chain is nailed to the wall. How far are the two ends of the chain from each other? You say
one inch.
1 inch?
1 inch.
I'm sorry, you were incorrect.
5 feet.
Funk!
Aaron, I'm sorry, you're incorrect.
10 feet. 15 feet.
Okay, Aaron, I'm sorry, you're incorrect. You're incorrect.
1 foot. Oh, they're right on top of each other. It's on the same nail.
JPC, you might as well be called Two Chains because you got this one chain riddle correct. The two ends of the chain are hanging from the same nail.
Why would they call me Two Chains? Because it doesn't matter. You know, I don't want to know. Let them call me what they will. Except if you don't know me, please don't call me Japes.
Let them call me what they will.
You just can call me whatever you want, but when people call me Japes and they're a complete stranger to you, it's like someone using a nickname on you and you've never met them before. It's like, wait, what are you doing?
It's like when fans call me Sweetie or Honey in the morning.
Well, Adel, you are waking up in the South.
It's like when fans call me late to breakfast. Am
Never
I
do
doing
that.
This right? You guys, there was laser
no, Aaron,
put
it's great.
In my
it's
brain.
Great.
Hold on.
Old
hold
laser
on.
Brain Keith over here.
What? You said nose.
Well, what does the nose point go up to? Help.
Animal lasers in my brain.
Aaron, I refuse to answer one of your riddles when Adel is doing the riddles for the episode. I will not be made to be a fool.
Here's a new segment that we're going to call Price, baby. Price. What's a fun thing to do with price?
Price is right.
Price with her.
Prices. Okay, Price is Right is a thing. Of Price and Men. That's what it's called. So this is called Of Price and Men.
Ooh, just that's going to be Mariah and I's wedding hashtag, just so everyone knows.
Ooh.
I'm taking that right now.
And then hashtag say Adel created that.
Well, now you have to get married. You just proposed to her on air.
Oh, no. Wait, hold on.
You just proposed to her through one of my puns. Oh,
this comes out in a week. This comes out in a week, so I have time.
Casey, auto-tune that proposal. Don't take it out. Just auto-tune it.
Just auto-tune it.
Okay, so this is called Of Price and Men. Since we've all been cooped up and haven't been out in the real world for a while, or maybe experienced real world experiences that we've normally or typically used to.
Thanks what for I rubbing to... it in, Adel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is to cheer us up.
what I thought to do. Honestly,
wallowing the our shit.
Of Price and Cohen kind of does sound like Of Mice and Men. That's not a bad one, actually. Of yeah. Price and Cohen. Okay, yeah, I could work with that.
How about? Oh, I have a fun one. Cohen uh-huh. Brothers. Cohen Brothers.
Jesus.
And have her dress up like you for the wedding.
Yeah, I wanted the wedding to be kind of like the one thing that I've always wanted growing up was to marry one of my brothers. And so I kind of wanted to force that into the wedding, if that makes sense.
Yeah, of course.
You guys, I'm sense. Packing my suitcase and I'm heading out.
I think our wedding hashtag is going to be hashtag refi-do.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, yeah. It's a fun play.
Mm-hmm. I suggested that'll be the day, but we weren't having it. So this is called Of Price and Men. What we're going to do, just to remind ourselves of the normal world and normal shopping, is I'm going to tell you an item, and you're going to tell me what you think the current price is of that item. To see
oh.
how
didn't
in touch...
Bill Gates do this, and he was like, milk is $20.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, depends like, on the milk. If it's Oberweis milk, it's $28.
Fucking hate.
I also think that the Postmaster General just went before Congress and they were like, how much does it cost to mail a letter? And he was like, I don't know. So
I have no notes for this country.
Yeah. Someone had a great tweet that was like, well, to be fair to him, he's the Postmaster General, not the Postmaster specific. I was like, that's
ooh,
very good.
Very good.
That is very good.
Very good. So what do we think the price is of a loaf of bread?
Well, this is actually tricky for me because I only buy gluten-free bread, which is
it's
going to
be
more
expensive. Yeah.
Okay, Aaron. Immediately, you're making excuses.
$4, $3.
I just bought bread, and I'm going to say it's $2.79.
Okay, Aaron.
Wow, I'm going to be really sad if bread is $2.79 because I have to spend way more money on bread.
You do, yeah. Your bread is going to be more expensive.
Oh no, this is going to make me feel so bad. I'm going to say $3.50.
Okay. What it says here is 208, but that can't possibly be right.
So it's also so funny. It's also so funny to be like, what does this item of food cost? And it's like, well, what city are you buying it in? Because
yeah.
if you buy it in Chicago, it's fucking more expensive.
Okay, how much do we think
okay.
the cost is for a gallon of milk?
$20.
This one I have no idea. I haven't bought milk in forever. I'm going to also say like $3.
Okay. Says here Prairie Farms milk, $4.12.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine.
Okay. What do we think the cost is of 2020 Ferrari?
Oh God.
This is a brand new Ferrari. I am going to say a Ferrari costs $90,000.
Okay, Aaron?
$90,001.
Fuck.
Showcase showdown rules. Aaron wins. The answer is I don't know. I didn't look it up. I'm going off.
God damn it.
How much do we think in 2020? And again, we haven't been out of the house in a while, so our sort of consumer brains are maybe a little frazzled. How much do we think a private island costs?
Yeah, actually, this is perfect because I was just buying a private island. So
I'm going to say a private. Oh, go ahead, Aaron. You should go first.
I'm so sorry. I do want to clarify just because this is going to affect the cost. I misread this. How much does it cost to buy your own private Idaho?
I could probably have it start a bid at $20 to buy all of Idaho, and Idaho would be like, okay.
Idaho's economy. So I know California is the biggest economy. California is like the fifth biggest economy in the world too, right? It's like, it's crazy how big California's economy is. No one ever talks about Idaho's economy. I think it's got to be bottom 25.
Okay, I need to see.
I don't know. Well, agriculture, I feel like, don't underestimate that.
Yeah, but there's like, I feel like.
Agriculture? What does Nickelodeon Guts have to do with this, Aaron?
It's all, I don't know. I'm going to say I would spend $2.8 billion on Idaho, max.
I need to see
for a private island. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe
$11
million.
It depends on how nice it is. Okay, we'll do the scene and then I'll come back to it.
No Wi-Fi? No way.
That's your hashtag. No wife? I say no way.
Guys, the cheapest Ferrari that I found for 2020 is $215,000.
Ew.
Yeah. I think like all Ferraris are like custom or something too.
How much is Ferrari or chocolate? Let's do this. I want to see. Thank you. I want to see a scene. The two of you are the sort of heads of the Commerce Board of Idaho, and you're trying to figure out how much Idaho is bringing in and what you can do to boost sales and tourism in Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Joshua, how much is a potato?
I want a divorce.
What? We were just figuring this out together.
No, I don't think.
How much is a potato?
I don't know. I don't think I can do it anymore. I think I want a divorce.
No. No, we were going to do this together. Was Napoleon Dynamite filmed here? Maybe we're getting money from that still?
Let's do this amicably and split up our assets right down the middle. Okay,
50% potatoes and 50% potatoes?
I'll keep Boise and you can keep...
No, don't take Boise.
No, I'll keep Boise.
Our daughter?
Yes. Yes, I'll keep my daughter Boise.
And I'll keep the city of Boise.
Oh, man. I sure got the short end of that potato.
Please don't go.
If we have listeners from Iowa, we apologize.
You mean Scene. Idaho.
Scene.
No. I said what I said.
Scene. We have a daughter named Boise and a son named Girlsies.
I've never been to Idaho. I'm sure it's lovely. I have been to Iowa.
I've seen photos of Idaho, like Oregon and Idaho, and there's parts of it that are like stunning.
Yeah.
I've been to Craters of the Moon State Park, National Park.
Oh, you an astronaut now?
I think it's named Craters of the Moon specifically because some fucking president came out there and was like, this park looks like the craters of the moon. And they're like, do we have a name for the park? And they're like, no. And he's like, well, name it that. The president just said craters of the moon. But it did. It went in a cave there, like down into a cave. It looks like the fucking moon. It's wild. If you wanted to.
That's cool.
If you wanted to shoot a moon sequence, you could probably go to Idaho and do some moon filming.
Do we have a name for the park? Yeah, it's Fuck JFK Park.
That was probably, I don't know, 10 years ago, 9 years ago?
Cool.
Something like that.
Aaron, did you want to take another stab at what it costs to have your own private island?
So this is too hard to guess because it depends on where the island is and how big it is.
Okay.
And what did I say? I'm going to say $33 million. That's what I'm going to go with for private island.
For a private island, $33 million.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
Okay. Well, I have an island off the coast of New York I'm willing to sell you.
Manhattan?
That is way out of my price range. $33 million wouldn't get me a 2-bedroom in Manhattan. Bazinga! The prices there are outrageous.
We have one final question for Of Price and Men. What is the cost in 2020? And again, I wanna let everyone know. I recognize we haven't been out of the house a while. Things have been weird or hard. Maybe people are ordering, you know, delivery services, what have you. Still, if we can remember, if we can recall, what is the price or the cost in 2020 of a podcast about riddles and puzzles?
Your soul. Your character, your dignity.
I would say with ads, just over an hour of your time.
Aaron, JVC, you're both dead on. Congratulations.
Yes.
Here's what you've won. Aaron, you are able to plug anything you want to plug.
Follow me, Aaron Keefe 10, on Instagram, and let me know if you've lost your smell from Zycam and what you're doing to counteract that.
JBC, what you've won is you're able to plug 1.5 things.
Okay, I would like to plug the Bill Buds podcast. You can find that anywhere you find podcasts. And I would also love to plug follow me on Twitch at Shark.
Well, we'll never know what the other half of
that is. I really wish I had that other half. Maybe next week.
And since
he's really not going to say it.
Since I've hosted, I get to plug a few things. I want to promote a podcast I was on called Dead Time Stories, like bedtime, but this is called Dead Time Stories.
Spooky,
wonderful podcast, very spooky, all kinds of supernatural stories going on. So please check that out. I appeared on it recently. Hopefully that episode is out now. Also, a while back, I promoted that I was on a podcast. I can't remember what I called it, but I think I mispronounced the title. I was on a podcast called Good Morning from Hell. That's run by the Rooster Teeth Company. And I want to promote that correctly because before I said the wrong name and I'm embarrassed. So check out Good Morning from Hell. That episode dropped today and I play an angel going to hell. So please check that out and all the other episodes.
Today recording time or today release time?
I'm so sorry. It was released on the Today Show.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. And that was yesterday.
Sure.
Aaron.
Was it a brunch segment that they did at 11 a.m.?
Uh-huh. Aaron, and famously, Coda got very drunk, and she slurred the word...
Jupiter.
Raff-raff.
Starring Aaron Keefe and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Perrin did the music.
Casey, how easy is it to add autotune?
Fuck, I gotta learn how to autotune.
Or you can, we don't, it might be
Casey, please don't do any of it.
Yeah.